Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KGMZ-FM and HD1 and KGMZ San Francisco, 95.7 The Game. Live from the DGDG.com studios on the corner of Broadway and Battery, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
It's really good to have you here again. It's an amazing statement that a game at Lambeau and a game in London is being superseded by a pretend game in Las Vegas. But that is where we are. It's an amazing statement, kind of coming and going. I mean, who would have ever thought that both the Raiders and Niners could fall that far, that quickly, in this supposed to turn around the Titanic type of season? And look at where the Golden State Warriors are now. Just the suggestion of them being on the same court with LeBron James is enough to where I'm really wondering what their rating is going to be tonight, what it's going to look like compared to some of these baseball playoff games that we've been enjoying. Are they playing Friday night? Are the Dodgers playing on Friday night too?
Yeah, Dodgers and Brewers, they start on Friday.
Like Dodgers, Brewers, NLCS, better outrate Warriors, Lakers, San Jose, SAP Center preseason game, right? If it doesn't, Major League Baseball, like, just should pack it up and go home. We're talking practice. Glorified practice. How the Warriors are about to spend their night in Las Vegas, well, we will find out a little bit later on tonight. Anthony Slater is going to join us from the Strip. Like, where are they staying? Where did they eat? What club? Who went out to the club? Who got to the VIP room? Really, if you think about it, we go to Vegas for many reasons. There's a lot of reasons to go to Vegas. But at the center of it all, like, what is the emotion or the button that you're trying to have pushed by the city more than anything else? It's, you want to feel cool. When you go to Las Vegas, you want to feel cool. You want to stay in a room that's cooler than the room you live in. You want to stay in a hotel that's super cool. You want to go to a cool show. You want to go to a cool club. You just want VIP. You want to be styled out. You want to be taken care of. You don't want to be just another face in the crowd in Las Vegas. You want to feel cool and taken care of. I guarantee you that town is taking care of the Golden State Warriors. And I guarantee you a lot of those guys have been living so high on the hog for so long that I don't want to say that they don't appreciate it, but if you're let into the VIP room every night, eventually the VIP room has to lose that, ooh, it's special to be here feeling. If coolest club in the world is club whatever. If you go to club whatever every night of the week, every night of the year, how cool is club whatever a year from now? It becomes less cool just because we become spoiled and get used to things. And that brings me to Jacob Evans. Because all these guys, I'm sure, have partied, seen it, done it on many, many different levels and scales and ways. And they have been taken care of and styled out. And here is Jacob Evans, this rook. He's just got to be feeling cool as hell right now. There are very few guys at the dawn of their careers who are in better situations than Jacob Evans wakes up in every single morning. He's 21 years old. This kid gets to grab the NBA and have the NBA embrace him back, everything that comes with that, with the single greatest set of mentors any rookie could ask for. Teammate after teammate after diversity of personality on these guys. Like, maybe you need someone who's a little bit laid back to really send you the message. Klay Thompson. He was more laid back than that guy. Steph Curry. Even Kevin Durant, to an extent, pretty laid back in just the way that they present when they're talking to you. If you need a little bit more intense mentor is your motivator, this is Boogie Cousins. This guy over here, his name's Draymond. That guy right there, his name is Andre Iguodala. Check it all out. If you need like a young, relatable, just got here not too much longer than you ago, like you need a young guy to kind of relate, Jordan Bell seems to be the right guy for that. Maybe you need an adult. Have you ever been at a party, even though you're an adult now? You're like, oh my God, I need an adult. I need an adult. I need an adult in the room. Steve Kerr is the adult in the room. If you need an even more adultier adult than that, you can turn around and there's Ron Adams. That's like 75 years of experience. It's like the trash heap, Fraggle Rock. It's phenomenal. You can turn to that guy. You can turn to Bob Myers. You can turn to Joe Lacob. I'm guessing he's pretty approachable when you need him. I'm just flabbergasted how set up the Warriors are for success, for nurturing a young talent. Oh, to be Jacob Evans walking around the Las Vegas Strip, eyes wide as saucers, your future just looking unbelievable. Like all you got to do is not screw it up. That's it. Your only job, if you're Jacob Evans, is to make sure that if you trip, it's not over your own feet. Of course you can trip throughout the year. You're a rookie. We expect mistakes from you. We got room built into this season for you to make the mistakes you need. Just don't trip over your own feet. Just don't get in trouble. Make sure you come home. Make sure you don't miss curfew. Make sure you don't get caught up with some girl who's playing you wrong, some financial advisor who's absolutely playing you wrong. As long as you don't screw this up, you are in great, great shape. We started this a little earlier. I want to start it up again. It's time to get in the rookie's ear. Put a little wisdom on it. Put some wisdom on it for our friend Jacob Evans, because you've watched an awful lot about the NBA. And I'm on Twitter, and I now realize that everybody's an expert. I've watched and followed the NBA. I've watched and followed young men stepping into their professional athletic careers. I've seen guys flourish. I've seen guys getting taken down by what you'd think would be an unbelievable set of circumstances for you to build upon. It really, so sadly and so often, turns into a toxic mix that drowns the young man. You've watched and followed the NBA like a hawk. You've seen the trappings of fame. You've seen the trappings of sports and celebrity. What is the cautionary tale that you would share with young Jacob Evans? What advice would you pass to any young man joining the Warriors as they're currently constructed for the first season of NBA basketball? I'm not saying, damn it, I'd bring the young man out and I'd show him the skyhook. Like, that's not advice you're prepared to really give. But advice for a rookie who is now going to be operating in a world where he's got a great bubble around him, but right outside that bubble, oh, the wolves are at the gates. The wolves are users, users of your money, users of your celebrity, users of your access, users of your prestige, trying to use you to go up a level to a Durant, to a Curry, to a Klay Thompson. Like, you never want to be a weak spot that exposes your teammates to predatory people. And predators come in all sorts of shapes, colors. And what they're looking for, you never know. Vegas can be an awful lot of fun. Vegas is supposed to be an awful lot of fun. Whenever I've gone to Vegas, I've had a great time. I really have. Like, a lot could go wrong. But sure, a lot could also go right and you have a blast. Like, I hope this guy has a blast. We're going to be talking with Anty Slater a little bit later on about what he has seen, where they're staying, what's going on.
Is he in Vegas?
Yeah.
Nice.
Making sure they all get out of there alive. See how he's doing on the tables. This Anthony Slater trying to also cover the sport of poker and write that off.
From the 408, prepare to drink Hennessy at the parade.
Yeah, absolutely. The Henny's coming for you. He is 21.
He's old enough. He's legal.
By the way, did you know that Jacob Evans, his workout with the Golden State Warriors was parade day? When we were at the parade, that was the day that Jacob Evans was at the Warriors facility working out. Bob Myers had to wrap up the parade quickly to get back to watch the workout.
That's crazy.
So he might have been hit with a little Henny already. I bet a bottle or two made it back to the Rakuten Center. By the way, it's time now for 95.7 The Game signing bonus. Your chance to win $1,000 right now. Just text the code word OFFICE to 72881. The code word is OFFICE. Text it to 72881 for your shot to win a signing bonus here on 95.7 The Game, a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. I saw that Marcus Thompson got the whole Bay jumping by being the first to say, you know, I think Kevin Durant's gone. Kevin Durant might be gone. I don't know. It doesn't make much sense to me, but things that make sense to him that don't make sense to me, vice versa, seem to be all around us. Really. And you have the most opportunity to remain on the best team. I am actually looking right now at a story on ESPN.com, and the storyline is all about how it ain't easy to be LeBron James's teammate. It's written by Brian Windhorse, and, you know, it says that Kevin Love was all about, oh, LeBron, I loved you, loved playing with you, and then when LeBron got further and further away from the team, and now that there's a little bit more time, and people are coming back, and they're starting to tell the truth, and Kevin Love basically said, look, to be LeBron James's teammate, you have to follow. You got to learn an awful lot about that. You know what? LeBron's got the level of talent that you'd think you'd want to follow. That guy officially knows how to get to the NBA Finals. I think I'm going to follow this guy there. Kevin Durant just joined a team that offered him the easiest to play with superstars. LeBron James is the kind of guy that has had more superstars leave than really join him. He hasn't attracted anybody. Wasn't it? LeBron James is never going to be able to get anybody to come play with him in Cleveland. Like, everyone agreed that. Cleveland is not a destination city. No one's ever wanted to be traded to Cleveland. So LeBron's going to have trouble assembling the team that he wants in Cleveland. So what did he do? He went to Miami. It's a lot easier to convince guys to come and spend some years in South Beach than it is some years on the North Shore in Cleveland. So, he did that. He goes back to Cleveland. Cleveland got Kyrie Irving because they bottomed out without LeBron. It's not like Kyrie showed up to play with LeBron. Kyrie showed up because LeBron went to go play somewhere else. So now LeBron steps into Kyrie, who has completely taken over that team as an alpha dog. And now, without anybody consulting him, without even calling Dan Gilbert, LeBron calls Lee Jenkins in Sports Illustrated, now works for the Clippers. It's another story. But basically says, write the article, I'm coming home. Which the Cavaliers didn't really prepare for the season before by opening up the cap space that might be needed to make this all happen and blah, 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 blah. Kyrie's like, man, I just can't be with this guy anymore. I want to go back to where living without LeBron was the life I was looking to lead. And so he goes to Boston. LeBron's like, I still can't get anybody to come play with me without some trade being made. I'm not getting free agents to sign in Cleveland. What am I going to do? I am going now to Los Angeles. Who is really signed with Los Angeles? I mean, straight up. Was it an exodus behind LeBron? I mean, maybe that is coming. There's only a fool would sit here and tell you that the Lakers don't have incredible magnetism as a franchise. They got star power. They've got the marquee. They've got the platform. They've got the city. They've got the California cool. They've got the historic legacy. When it comes to playing with LeBron James, though, you got Kyrie threatening to have knee surgery. Paul George, who's actually an L.A. guy, says, no, thanks. I think I'm going to stay in Oklahoma City. Kawhi, he wants to go to L.A., but not to be a LeBron Laker teammate. He wants to be a Clipper. Jimmy Butler wants to be a Clipper? All right. That does not sound like I can't wait to play with LeBron. Why does Kevin Durant want to play with him so much then? Like I said, I really think that the both of them think that they can understand a language that the only two of them can speak. Meanwhile, let's not forget that Steph Curry over here is the Rosetta Stone. He can speak any language. He can translate anything. I have not seen the, let me tell you how tough it is to be Steph Curry's teammate. I saw it from one person. I saw it from Monte Ellis. Monte Ellis isn't in the NBA anymore. That's how, I mean, the one guy said, I don't think this is going to work. Yeah, it worked. You know, I mean, like, come on, Monte. It's amazing. It's amazing that the situation is happening and already defining the feeling and tone of the season. Like Marcus Thompson wrote today in The Athletic, after he signed what was essentially a one-year deal for the first time with the Warriors in July of 16, there was no options open talk, and understandably, because everything was new. The second time, he signed a two-year contract with an opt-out, but there was no talk of taking it season by season. But now, going into season three, Durant is in, well, we'll wait and see what happens mode. It doesn't exactly scream, he's staying. As a matter of fact, writes Marcus, the undercurrent is we hope he stays, but we wouldn't be surprised if he leaves. And that is where I am on this topic, too. I hope he stays, but I wouldn't be surprised if he left. But there's no basketball reason to leave. There's no monetary reason to leave, which means this has got to be some sort of appealing to your own personal ego, which you'd think had absolutely nothing to do with the hoi polloi. If I'm Kevin Durant, the people whose opinions about me that matter the most are as follows. Coaches, teammates, other guys in the league. That's the list. That's really the list. If I got caught up in the noise of who did or didn't like me here in the Bay Area, I'd drive myself nuts. Really, Gianna, more than anything else, you know who needs to like me? The boss.
Pretty much.
If the boss likes me and keeps on hiring me, I'm going to be here a really, really long time. And it won't be because you supported me with letters and overtures of how much you like the show. And if I leave, it won't be because you had anything to say about, I think he sucks and he needs to go. It's going to be a pure business decision. This guy's good for business. Kevin Durant has been good for business. Of course, the Warriors want him to stay. What I don't understand is why Kevin Durant doesn't realize how good they have been for his business. And if you're not noticing that, maybe it's because you're counting snake emojis.
Not paying attention. I mean, that's the whole reason why he came. I mean, it really truly is a business decision. When he chose to leave the Thunder to come here, it was best for his business. He has to get back to paying attention to that.
Totally. Totally. What'd you come here for? Championships. Are they done winning them yet? No. Could you sign anywhere else for more money? No. Okay. So you want me to invest in your companies, Kevin, but as the guy who's determining, like, how can I invest in you if you can't see a good thing when you're in it? Mm-hmm. You're standing in it. We went over the four options for Kevin Durant already. The first option is stay. The second option is the Lakers. The third option is the Knicks. The fourth option is sign a deal to stay with the Warriors until they expand the NBA to Seattle, then finish your career out up there. When winning more titles has got nothing to do with your legacy. How do you make winning more titles irrelevant? Win four in a row. You win four in a row, that's it. Nothing. No one's ever going to have anything over you. Not never. Not Michael Jordan, he never did it. LeBron never did it. No one ever did it. Never been done. And if you actually win your third title in a row and then walk away from that opportunity, people are going to call you as cowardly as they did when you walked away to join the Warriors in the first place. Like, I think I've gone through this. I've gone through more scenarios in my head of what could happen here than Durant has. Now, having said all that, everything he's done has sort of been perfect. Because what have we agreed upon? What are the rules that we've agreed upon in sports? Number one, no one wants conclusion on a topic because conclusion ends the story. How does Kevin Durant remain a story all NBA season long, having the speculation about where he might go, where he might leave, when? You know, that the speculation is stuff the media loves. I don't think it does it well with the fans, but the fans, let me tell you how this works. The minute you leave, they're going to hate you. The minute you resign, they're going to love you. So don't worry about the emotions until that minute, because that minute will change one way or the other. If you're Kevin Durant, you have played this perfectly. You are the checks and balances over Joe Lacob, who really doesn't have any checks and balances lording over him. And the beauty is, you probably don't need him, because that guy, he wants to win so bad, it is abnormal that an owner is willing to spend like this to win like this. God bless Joe Lacob and his desire to keep this going. It's unique. It's as unique as any Warrior skill set. Joe Lacob wanting to win this bad is as impressive as Curry being able to shoot all these threes. It is unique to him. Does not happen. If you're Kevin Durant, could you find a better owner? Find someone who wanted to win as much as you? Again, the situation you're in is unimprovable, a word? I don't think it is. But the situation you're in cannot be improved upon.
It doesn't get better than this.
It doesn't get better than this. You won't have a chance to make more money. You won't have a chance to be in a healthier locker room. You won't have a chance to be playing for a cooler coach. You won't have a chance to be playing for a more dedicated owner. You won't have the chance to go play in a more high-tech, built-just-for-you stadium than the one that they're going to open next year. You won't have the chance to ever live in the Bay Area again. This is a very special place. You'd be nuts to leave, even though there's poop everywhere.
They're working on it. There's the app.
They're working on it. I'm glad there's the app. Again, you got to be a real busybody to be like, I'm taking a picture of this and sending it to someone.
I just think, too, like, he has to be thinking about his legacy and what he's going to leave behind, your mark on this world. I mean, you stay here. I mean, think about the mark you are making on the NBA. That has to play into it.
And look, I know it might not be very in vogue right now to only wear one or two jerseys. Like, oh, LeBron's putting on his third jersey, so maybe you got to play for three teams now to be really cool. I don't know. Does, if LeBron sways Kevin Durant's emotions that much, well, I mean, I would be so disappointed if that were the truth. You know, Chris Broussard said that year one of LeBron down in L.A. might look like this.
He would love to win his fifth MVP, tie Michael Jordan. He'd be, you know, it'd be the latest in any player's career that they've ever won it in his 16th year. And it's just another notch individually on the argument of him being the GOAT. And to do that, they're going to have to win at least 50 games. Nobody, only one player since 1982 has won the MVP without winning at least 50 games. And that was Russell Westbrook, and he only got it because he averaged a triple-double, which was historic.
So, if LeBron really threw it fourth, fifth gear all year long, forget about the minutes. They're going to restrict my minutes. They want to get every last drop out of me as possible. But if he put up gaudy LeBron numbers, got them north of 50 wins, yeah, he could be an MVP candidate. How is Kevin Durant supposed to go sign again with another MVP and not get killed? How does that happen? How's that happen? It doesn't. And oh, by the way, you would be walking away from the one town that officially loves you. I don't know where the official love is. Maybe there's not enough of it for you officially to be happy. But the Bay Area officially loves you. And if you walk away, believe me, they officially won't. Not for the Lakers. Not for the Lakers. 888-957-9570 is the number. Generational talent. Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be one. That's fantastic. Why only one Super Bowl? How come they're not the Patriots of the NFC if he's better than Tom Brady? 888-957-9570. That is coming on up. We're going to have, in a half an hour from now, a name game today here on 95.7 The Game. Got to come up with two first names. It's easy to follow along and how to play. We're going to do that at 6 o'clock. At 6:20 today, Anthony Slater live from the Vegas Strip. But when we come on back, Gianna, I got to tell you, it's hard to surprise me. It's hard to blow me away. And there was a tweet exchange last night with someone on Twitter that I got into that absolutely blew me away, and I'll share it all with you next here on the Damon Bruce Show.
Good snap, good hold, and hooked it left. Crosby, normally as dependable as any kicker in the NFL. 42-yard field goal try is no good again by Crosby. 48-yard field goal. Oh, my goodness. Mason Crosby is 0-for-3 in this game. Oh, my gosh. Mason Crosby has missed 3 field goals and now a point after.
Has he had a bad day? You're taking one down. You sing a sad song just to tell.
I absolutely hate this song with a white-hot passion, and it's so perfect for that moment. Poor Mason Crosby, missing all those field goals and the point-after touchdown. I don't know if you can put that loss on Mike McCarthy for the Packers in Detroit. But the 49ers, they got a chance to put Mike McCarthy on the hot seat come Monday Night Football time. Let's see if they go ahead and do it. Like, shock the world. I freaking dare you. Packers offense has looked less than stellar. They are 2-2-1. That's got him sitting in a second-place tie in the NFC North. The Packers were bailed out by Aaron Rodgers opening week, and it was one of the best comebacks of the year. 24-23 win over the Bears, and it was very, very Aaron Rodgers. That was a signature win, except for Aaron Rodgers has always beaten the Bears. That was actually more of a signature coming-out party and a loss. This is more of a signature loss for the Bears than it was a signature win for the Packers. They've been outscored 42-13 in their first quarters this season, 76-43 in the first halves. Rodgers has called for the Packers' offense. He said it's a work in progress right now. Says that they need to get the ball to Devontae Adams more, to Jimmy Graham more. Needs to get the ball down the field. Is there a rift between Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy? I really don't know. But if they were to lose to the 49ers on Monday night, I guarantee you that might be a wedge issue, shall we say, in that locker room, should it actually happen. Unfortunately for the 49ers, if they go ahead and win this game, it happened in a vacuum. I don't think you can just package that and say, oh, let's go beat the Rams next week and rattle off an impressive winning streak here. Like, I was listening to Townie on the way home last night. Townie was saying, you know, the Raiders are right back in this if they can just win their next 3 games.
If
3, just 3 in a row. If you can just assume them 3 wins in the next 3 games, and that's a lot of if. I don't know if there's an if the 49ers can just rattle off a few wins here, they're right back in anything. But it'd be great to see them get back in the win column. It's going to be odds uphill all night long at Lambeau. 49ers still haunted by that decision to pass on Aaron Rodgers years ago. There's no doubt. 14 seasons since they drafted Alex Smith, number one overall, and, well, you know how that went. 888-957-9570, the most amazing Twitter exchange in 2018, comes up here in just a minute. But first, Henry is in Campbell. Henry, thanks for the call. You're on the Damon Bruce Show.
Hey, Damon, thank you very much for taking my call. I just wanted to see if somebody could get into Kevin Durant's ear and tell him, hey, if you could, talk to all the great quarterbacks in the NFL that never won chips. Aaron Rodgers, he's been with the Packers and hasn't won more than one. You know, talk to Dan Marino. He hasn't never won one. I mean, the guy has to talk to all the ghosts and legends past that never won a chip. That should convince him that he should stay with the Warriors.
Well, I mean, he's already repeated, and I don't think he's really worried about what other quarterbacks are going to do. But, yeah, I mean, getting yourself into a great situation just based on who's your owner, what tone do they set, that right there is as hard as anything that will happen in your career. Like, you need the stars to align for you, or you need to be in the position that Durant was in to go join the aligned stars. He has joined the aligned stars. It has delivered two championships. Feels like it's about to deliver a third. Why would you walk away from these perfectly aligned stars? You are getting over on everyone who says that you made a mistake coming here in the first place. You have. I want to say, why do I have to say this? Don't you know you've already won? You've already won. You're winning. You're in the winning situation right now. John is in San Francisco. Thank you very much for the call, John. You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Damon. Love the show, man. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Just want to say that, you know, McCarthy on the hot seat has been something for, you know, diehard Packer fans like myself, you know, transplant here in the Bay Area. I've been screaming about McCarthy for years. He's far too conservative with the offense. He just doesn't let Aaron Rodgers do anything. Management themselves has been turning over different wide receivers for him to try to figure out how to build a relationship and work with. I do sincerely believe Rodgers can make literally anyone into a solid wide receiver, but the fact that this organization for the longest time has been kind of, you know, giving him the you-know-what has been very disappointing, and I definitely think McCarthy needs to go. And I would like to see the 49ers take it to him and beat him. And then send him out a little bit quicker than we anticipate.
Whatever it takes to get him out of town. You know, I could see why maybe the bloom is off McCarthy's rose, but unless he's the GM building the team too, he's not the guy that has to go immediately. I mean, I know this as a Bears fan, a traditionally cheap franchise. The Packers are even cheaper than the Bears when it comes to assembling talent and keeping it together.
I agree with you, but I look at what, you know, the situation you had where you have a defensive-minded coach in quotations there for McCarthy, like you had with Jeff Fisher and Jared Goff, and the situation to me screams a little bit similar. I think you just need somebody more in tune with the offense, you know, the defensive schemes that they've tried to pull out, the defensive rotations they've tried to pull out for the Packers over the years have been laughable at best. I mean, they've been rebuilding that defense since they won the world championship here back
right.
2015.
Well, I mean, here we are. How many years away are you removed from Reggie White, and that's still your biggest free agent signing, right? You know? Thank you very much, John. I do appreciate your call, and I'm glad you relocated from Green Bay to the Bay Area. You're probably happier because you did.
Better weather.
There was something that did happen in football this last weekend that made us happier than normal, and that's something I found on Twitter. The Carolina Panthers retweeted and put out our good friend Jaime Moreno's call of Graham Gano's 62-yard unbelievable field goal to win a game for the Carolina Panthers. It was a celebration.
Tiene altura, tiene profundidad, va a llegar, va a llegar. Ganó, lo ganó, ganó, lo ganó, ganó, lo ganó, ganó, lo ganó.
I love that. I love that as much as I love all the foreign language World Cup goals that we played when the World Cup was happening. And unlike any of the people who called the World Cup goals, which we celebrated for their fantastic diversity and the way that they just tickled my eardrum. I mean, I just think these things sound so much better than, you know, I'm Chris Myers, And today, the Tampa Bay Rays, no, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are taking on the It Doesn't Matters. Ryan Fitzpatrick drops back. DeSean Jackson, touchdown. Like, that is so boring. Chris Myers is like, I hear he's a great guy. He's the boringest broadcaster out there.
He needs a little spice.
He really does. One would even say, could use some mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise! Mayonnaise! Superman! Mi querido dinosauro! Vuela, que vuela! Vuela, que vuela! Touchdown! 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 Bailele! Bailele! Bailele!
I mean, the guy's amazing. He's incredibly entertaining. Beyond enjoying his work, we got to meet him. He actually became a friend of the show. We had him on the show two or three times, and then on Radio Row, he actually came and sang to us, serenaded us during the Super Bowl when the Panthers were out here for Super Bowl 50.
Camino al Super Bowl, camino al Super Bowl. Les vamos a ganar, les vamos a ganar. Camino al Super Bowl, camino al Super Bowl. Esta es la 95.7 FM, donde está el partido.
The game. I mean,
Come on.
All kinds of mayonnaise on that.
Mayonnaise! Mayonnaise!
Guy's incredible.
La 95.7 FM, donde está el partido de game.
He's fun. Haim is fun.
Mike was a little hot on that live remote. Anyways, so not only is this person who's done work that tickles our fancy, but we've actually met him. Like, he's a friend of the show in as broad of a definition as friend of the show could possibly leave somebody. Anyway, I tell you all of that and bring you back down memory lane to pivot to a sequence of tweets that absolutely blew me away. And maybe there's just a little hope for us yet. We talk about Kevin Durant ignoring Twitter. I know I've talked about Kevin Durant ignoring Twitter. I desperately try not to respond to people on Twitter who are just looking to provoke an argument. There's a real difference between, hey, let's have a conversation, and I'm trying to provoke an argument. I do a great job, Gianna, staying out of the conversation with the guy trying to provoke the argument. I try not to take the bait. I'm also very guilty of responding to people before I check out really who they are, how much they've tweeted, how much they've been followed, anything like that. Like, I don't care if you're reaching out to me and you want to have a conversation, I'll reach out back to you because I appreciate you listening and you don't need a big follower count. I'm not looking to, you know, become famous off of our Twitter interaction or anything like that. All right. But I do know that it's always a bad idea to respond to somebody whose Twitter address is at JLA16697774. Like, if that doesn't sound like some Russian working in Siberia, I don't know what body more that can't be real address could possibly be out there.
Yeah, not a little personal attached to that.
But I thought it might be an actual person because there is something about Jaime Moreno's call that has been shared with me in a few other instances, like on the text line and one or two other tweets. Somebody said that if you like the call Jaime Moreno does, you're probably not Mexican yourself. And I think the argument that was trying to be made is that he is appealing to a stereotype that offends me a little bit. And look, I'm not here to tell you that how you feel about something is wrong. Like, if that's how you feel about it, that's how you feel about it. Anyways, a guy with a Twitter account that screams, ignore it, ignore it, ignore it, sent this to me last night. Annoying, too much, screaming like a maniac. But I get it, Damon. You're always having to prove how liberal you are. And then you have to think everything from every other race or culture is cool. Trust me, I'm Mexican. This dude is annoying and Cantor is terrible. But I was really offended by the notion that I was trying to liberally appeal or come off more culturally diverse because of Jaime Moreno's call that I really enjoyed. And even though, Gianna, I know not to react to somebody whose Twitter handle is at JLA16697774, I did.
You hit send.
I hit send. Uh-oh. And I knew immediately this was a huge mistake because what I wrote was simply this. You can leave your racial liberal nonsense at home. I'm in the audio business. That was great audio from a man who I've met and spoken with several times. He's a friend of the show. Enjoy your xenophobia.
Not bad.
And that's where I left it. But I was disappointed that I engaged with someone who's clearly just trying to get a rise out of me. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the rabbit hole Kevin Durant goes down. That's the rabbit hole we have criticized Kevin Durant for going down. And there I am doing it myself. As soon as I hit send, I was disappointed. But then, the clouds opened up. The sun started to shine. The birds started to chirp. And this person, who I assumed was a completely fictitious bot, writes me back, and I assume, all right, here we go. This is where it gets really nasty. This is where I get called a cuck. This is where I get called a snow. Something here, this is going to get super duper ooper Trumpian. This is going to get bad. I should not have pressed send. I cannot believe the tweet he resent me or sent back to me. He says, you know what? You're right. Even if I disagree with your opinion and what your political positions might be, I shouldn't have attacked you and labeled you in any other way. I apologize, but I stick to my opinion that Albert Cantor is really bad if you can't understand Spanish.
Wow. Not the response I expected.
Ah, folks, this is the single greatest highlight I've had on Twitter in 3 years. I'm hard to leave speechless. I walked my phone upstairs to my wife. I said, read that. She's like, what? Because she reads, you know, what the hell is happening right now?
No, I think that's from earlier this morning. Okay. There was a fire near Coliseum BART, but everything is under control.
I hope so.
We're looking at news footage.
Looking
in
at
the
news
studio,
footage here in the studio.
Attention.
Sorry, it looked like BART was burning behind the Coliseum.
Yeah, no, that was this morning.
Oh, geez. I hope everything is okay. Anyway. I just couldn't believe this tweet. In the most toxic, nastiest 2018 social media landscape that we live in, I wanted to share just a drop of positivity. And I wrote this person back who came at me from an agenda that had really nothing to do with sports. And I said, you know what? We walk away friends. Unbelievable. I got hope. I got hope for humanity. I'm holding out hope for humanity. I really am.
And that's how it should be done. You know, you tweet something out, someone disagrees, you go back and forth a little bit, but at least you can agree to disagree and walk away respecting each other.
How about
that's
that?
That's pretty cool.
I had to share that with you. I know we rally against so much of the time, but I wanted to share that. We got a little hope in this world. And again, the Jaime Moreno calls, just awesome.
Tiene altura, tiene profundidad, va a llegar. ¡Ganó!
But maybe if I were Spanish, I wouldn't feel that way.
It doesn't bother me. I'm Mexican. You know what it is? It's fun and it's happy and he's excited. And I can't knock a guy for that excitement.
Look, we are audio merchants. The only color we paint in is sound. So I'm always looking for interesting colors to paint with.
And it sounds good. Sounds fun.
Hell yeah, it does. So that's why we play it. And that's why I played Korean goals from the World Cup and German goals and all these different accents, because to me, the differences in us is the beauty. And I love it. Absolutely love it. Let's go to James in Palo Alto. James, you're on 95.7 The Game. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I was listening to your suggestion with the call before that the best Packer free agent was Reggie White. And it got me thinking, who is the best 49er free agent of all time? And I was going to suggest in my mind is maybe Fred Dean. You know, he really changed the season. He changed the team. But I wonder who you think would be the Mount Rushmore 49er free agent.
Wow. I'd want to open up the old research machine to really give you my Mount Rushmore. I'll tell you who the most important free agent is this year. It's Richard Sherman. Like, this is a terrible secondary with Richard Sherman, who's got the best grade of any single corner in football defending the pass. So what would the secondary be without Richard Sherman? Ugh. But that is pretty good. You know what? When we have a little break here, and we're going to invite you, by the way, now, right now, I'm going to invite you to get in line for the name game. I was told that we got a cool prize. The prize is the Kevin Durant Sharks bobblehead that they're going to be giving away at the Warrior game on Friday night. So it's Kevin Durant in a Sharks jersey bobblehead that they're going to be giving away to the first 10,000 fans or whatever at SAP. We are going to give the winner of tonight's name game the same bobblehead that you'd have to go down to San Jose to get. How cool is that? That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
So 888-957-9570, that's the number, and we're playing the name game. The name game is coming up at the top of the hour. Get in line right now. Remember, somebody in sports has got two first names. Somebody in sports has got two first names. Forget about the two last names. It's two first names. And we have that person. You can get in line right now, 888-957-9570. Meanwhile, to wrap up the tweet of the year about Jaime Moreno, this is Joaquin calling from Hayward. What's going on, Joaquin?
Hi, Damon. You know, when you said that that guy was offended, or I don't know what he was talking about, I mean, that made me call you and tell you that I'm Latino. And when he said, ganó lo ganó, that means his last name actually means that he won.
Yes.
You know, and it was great. I loved it. But that guy that called and said, I don't know, or tweeted that thing out to you, it's horrible. I'm offended by it.
Well, like I said, I was a little bit offended by it. He stepped to me. I stepped back to him. And he was like, you know what? I apologize. I'm sorry that I attacked you. I came at you from some racial, liberal, snowflake agenda type of angle. I shouldn't have. Of course you're in radio. Of course you like good sound. And, I mean, when does anything end with a little civility these days? Joaquin, thank you very much for the call from Hayward. Good to talk to you. Thanks for the love. Thanks for the support.
Good call, Joaquin.
And thank you for getting in line early for a little name game. We're going to do it next. 888-957-9570. The only clue you get tonight, basketball. That's it. Could be a coach. Could be a player. Could be a retired player. Could be a Hall of Famer. Could be a scrub. But he's got two first names. We're going to get to it. The name game next here on the Damon Bruce Show.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.